It's time for Magnus in Nature News, a monthly program about the amazing nature inside Magnuson Park. Each month will have a different theme featuring one of the animals or plants that lives here in the park. You'll hear fascinating facts, true nature stories that happened in the park, and the best places inside Magnuson Park to find our featured animal or plant of the month, and much, much more. Magnuson Nature News is brought to you by Magnuson Children's Garden, a great place for the whole family to visit together during any month of the year, and where all our events are free. I'm your host, Emily Bishton, and if you're one of the thousands of kids and parents who've met me over the past 15 years at Magnuson Children's Garden, or while I was working at Magnuson Community Center Nature Programs, the Jane Addams or Sandpoint Elementary School Garden Programs, or from any school who has come to Magnuson for a field trip, I want to give you a special welcome. Magnuson Children's Garden is delighted to be part of this wonderful new radio station, Space 101.1, and hope you enjoy this edition of Magnuson Nature News.
Yum.
Can you guess what our nature theme of the month is?
Yum.
I knew you could. It's snack walk plants. Snack walk plants, what are those? Well, I'll tell you the way I think of it. Snack walk plants are plants that you can eat right out of the garden without having to do any cooking to them at all. They might be either crispy and crunchy or soft and sweet. But no matter what they taste like, you can eat them fresh out of the garden. At Magnuson Children's Garden, we have a special place that we grow snack walk plants. And you have to take a short walk from the children's garden to get to our snack walk garden. So when we go there, we walk along the way, and when we get there, we eat all our favorite plants. Snack walk plants are pretty easy to grow. In fact, some of them come back year after year all by themselves because they're called perennial plants. And the most favorite perennial plant of all the snack walk plants we're going to hear a lot about from our special guests. Another important thing about snack walk plants is that they need to be easy to pick so that everybody can pick as much as they want when we go on a snack walk. So most of the time they either have a leaf or a stem or a flower or a fruit that you can eat. But some snack walk plants are actually the root. But no matter what part of the plant you eat, it's also important to know how to pick it so that the plant can keep growing. When you're going to pick a leaf or a stem or a flower or a fruit, you don't want to break the plant or accidentally pull it out of the ground because you want it to keep growing more food so the next time you come on snack walk, you can have some more. And we have a special thing we call hold and pick it that tells you how to pick a plant so that it will keep growing strong and healthy. We even have a little song all about that. And here's how it goes. If you know this song, you can sing along with me. Hold and pick it, hold and pick it. Use two hands. Hold the plant with one hand, pick it with the other hand. Use two hands. I bet a lot of kids remember that song because we teach it at every camp and class and every field trip that we go on. So everybody knows how to hold and pick it, then the plants keep growing strong for the next group of snack walkers. Besides being delicious, snack walk plants are also very good for you. They have vitamins and minerals in them. They're very nutritious, really good for your whole body. And we'll be talking about that later in the show, too.
Yum.
Yum.
On this month's show, we have two special guests. The first guest is Lucy Sarah. She has been coming to Magnuson Nature Camps and Nature Walks for many years, and I know she is going to have a lot of good things to say about snack walk plants.
Yum.
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 Lucy, thank you for being my special guest today on this month's show. I'd like to find out about what you like to snack on the most when you're out in the garden, because you have been to so many camps and you have gone on so many snack walks. What are some of the favorite foods you like to snack on out in our garden?
I like lemon sorrel stuff.
Mm-hmm. What's one reason why you like that plant so much?
I don't know. I think it just tastes good.
It's kind of sour when you first take a bite, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that kind of feels good.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other plants you like?
My mom grows like raspberries in our garden.
Oh, those are tasty treats, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a few of those up in the pea patch also, don't we, in our children's garden plot?
Yeah.
And let's see, do you remember some of the other plants we grow every year in the pea patch?
Yeah, and like those like orange and yellow flowers that you eat the petals.
Yeah. Do you remember what they're called?
No.
They're called calendula.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and the reason they call that is they're actually, their name comes from the word calendar. Calendar calendula. And that's because they bloom almost every month of the year.
Yeah, we have some in our garden right now.
That's wonderful. Are they blooming already?
Yeah.
They do. They bloom so early in the springtime, and then they bloom all summer long, and even sometimes in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And those are good for snack walk, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. And they're, like, really pretty on salad.
They are. They make every salad look like a work of art. Let's think of some other snack walk plants that we grow up in the garden. Let's see. What about green beans? Do you like to pick those and eat them?
Yeah. My family grows them in our garden, too.
You do? Oh. Do you grow the ones that grow really tall?
Yeah.
We sometimes have to stand on a little crate to pick them when they get really tall, don't we?
Yeah. We have, like, these wire fences that we put in the ground, and they grow up those.
Oh, and they cling to those so they can get all nice and tall.
Yeah.
Excellent. And let's see, what about the plant that tastes like licorice? Do you like to eat that one?
Yeah. Fennel?
Yes,
yeah.
You're right. You remembered its scientific name, too. Good job.
We grow that in our garden.
You do? Wow. So you get to go on snack walk in your own backyard whenever you want to in the summer, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
That's awesome. Anything else you grow back there that we haven't talked about yet?
We grow tomatoes and peas.
Ooh.
Yeah, and my grandma grows potatoes, or at least she did last summer. I don't know if she's going to do it this year.
Does she grow them in the ground, or does she grow them in a big bucket the way we do at our garden and at the park?
She grows them in, she has, like, a bed that she grows them in.
Oh, that makes it easy to harvest them, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think we also ate other flowers that probably a lot of people don't know that you can eat, like broccoli flowers and kale flowers.
Oh, yeah. And the rose petals.
That's right. The rose petals. They make a salad pretty, too, don't they?
Yeah.
And they taste good. Thanks for thinking of that. I forgot about the rose petals. It makes you want to have a big salad, doesn't it, when you have all kinds of pretty and tasty things in there. And do you like making your own salad dressing? That was fun, too. We put all kinds of spices in there, like oregano and parsley and basil, and mixed it all up so it tasted like dip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about things you like to snack on in the park or things you like to do in the children's garden?
I liked it when we made the biscuits and, like, that jam stuff with the berries.
Yeah. We made berry sauce, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was really good. And that's something you can do at home, too, with whatever berries you have in your garden. You don't have to cook the berries very long, and they make a nice sauce. And then, and you know how to make biscuits, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good combo. A fresh-from-the-garden dessert.
Mm-hmm. They were really good.
And I know one other thing we haven't talked about yet is we made something to drink out of the garden plants.
Oh, yeah, the tea.
That's right. What did we make? What kind of tea did we make?
Mint tea with, like, the mint leaves and, like, the chocolate mint leaves.
Yeah, those are super tasty, aren't they?
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much, Lucy, for being my special guest on this month's radio show. It's been really fun to talk about all those snack walk plants. And you know what? I feel like I'm getting hungry just talking about them.
Yeah.
I wish I had a big pot of sour lemon candy plant right in front of me.
Yum.
All right. Well, thanks again, and hope to see you in the park.
Yep. Yum.
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 Wow. That was a lot of good information about snack walk plants. Let's talk a little bit about easy ways to grow snack walk plants. One of the plants that Lucy brought up is potatoes. And we're getting about just to the right time to plant potatoes. When you go to a plant store to buy potatoes, you don't buy a plant, you buy tiny little potatoes they call seed potatoes. And each of those seed potatoes has little tiny sprouts starting on it that they call eyes. You can cut one seed potato into many pieces as long as each piece has one of those eyes. Then you plant it and it will grow. Each one of those little eyes will grow into its own potato plant with lots and lots of potatoes on it. Well, one thing about potatoes is it's really good to grow them inside a big pot or a big bag that's strong or something else other than just growing them in the ground. The reason for that is potatoes are always under the ground and you can't see them when you're going to pick them. So people usually take a shovel and dig the plant up when it's all finished growing. But when you dig, you might accidentally cut a potato in half under there, which wouldn't be very good to eat. So if you grow them in a pot or in a big, strong growing bag, then all you have to do is turn the pot upside down and dump everything out and then go on a treasure hunt and find all the potatoes down in the soil. That's how we do it in our garden, and it is really fun because you can find even tiny potatoes that are good to eat and the great big ones. We also like to grow potatoes of all different colors. They're really fun to grow and to eat. Another thing that Lucy talked about was growing flowers to eat. In fact, she even grows some at her own garden called calendula. They are one of the easiest plants to grow. Their little seed is even in the shape of a C, the first letter of the word calendula. And they're kind of bumpy. They're one of the most unusual looking seeds that I've ever seen. You can plant them almost any time of year, and right now would be a really good time to plant them. They grow and bloom and bloom and bloom all summer long with lots and lots of different flowers, orange and yellow. And then when you're going to have a snack walk, or when you're going to make a salad, like Lucy said, they make a salad really pretty. You just pick the petals off. You leave the rest of the flower there and sprinkle the petals in your snack walk food or on your salad if you're making a salad in the kitchen. The same is true with rose petals. You can leave the rest of the rose plant right where it is and just pick off a few petals and put them in a salad or even eat them in a snack walk. One thing you always have to remember when it comes to picking and eating straight from the garden is you never want to have any pesticides on your plants. It's not good for the garden anyway, but it's especially not good for us to eat something with that on it. So make sure before you pick and eat straight from the garden that your garden is being grown organically. That's how we do all the gardening at Magnuson Children's Garden. And it's a good idea for your house, too. One last plant that would be really good to plant right now is mint. And just like potatoes, it's best to grow it in a pot or a big growing bag. But not for the same reason that we grow potatoes that way. Mint is a plant that grows wide under the soil and invades every bed that it can. So unless you want to have your whole garden turn into a mint farm, you should grow your mint in a pot. That way all the roots will stay in the pot and they won't travel all over your garden. Lucy said she really likes chocolate mint. There's lots and lots of other mints that you could try growing too. There's orange mint, spearmint, peppermint, and there's even a mint called apple mint that tastes a little bit like an apple. Each one is just a little different, and you can try growing a few different ones, see which one you like the best. Now I'd like to introduce our second special guest. Her name is Catherine Greenway. And just like Lucy, she has been coming to nature camps and nature walks for many years. I wonder what she'll have to say about her favorite snack walk plants.
Yum.
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 So I have a special guest on the radio show today. Her name is Catherine Greenway, and she is a nature camper who's been to a lot of camps over the past few years. And she's an expert on going to the pea patch for a snack walk. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you.
How many snack walks do you think you have taken over all the years that you've been coming to Magnuson Nature Camps?
Well, so they're like 5 days a week, so I'd say 20 or 30, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. And each time you go on a snack walk, it's a chance to try different plants and different combinations. Uh-huh. What are some of your favorite snack walk plants to eat in the garden?
Well, I suppose like sandwiches or sour lemon leaves as going, like eating the bread, and then sometimes when the berries are ripe, I like putting berries in, and sometimes I put the garlic leaves in because I just love garlic leaves.
Oh, so you like to use sometimes something sweet inside the sorrel leaf sandwich, and then sometimes something spicy like garlic.
Oh, and I also like the licorice plant.
Oh. Are there any other plants you like to put in your garden sandwich?
Well, I like the chives, I think.
Mm-hmm. And we eat the leaves, and we also eat the flowers of chives, don't we?
Mm-hmm. And I like the celery plants.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, you remember a lot of different plants.
Mm-hmm. And even though we don't get to have these very often, I just really like the raspberries, even though we only get to have like one at least. Not very often, but.
Yeah. Well, we have to share them with the other camp weeks, don't we? So we can't eat them all, even though it would be fun to just get to eat as many as we want.
Yeah.
Are you growing any snack walk plants at your house or at your school?
No. I really want to.
Well, did you know that we're going to have a class in April all about how to grow your own snack walk garden, and you can grow it in a container. You don't even have to have a garden in the ground. So if your family wants to grow a snack walk garden in a container, you can come to our class on April 21st.
That sounds really fun.
It'd be fun to have you there too, especially since you're such an expert on how good the snack walk plants taste.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have sour lemon candy plant there that you can plant in your very own container and take home with you.
Yummy.
Yeah. So have you ever been on a walk in the park where we actually had snack walk out in the park? I can remember many times on snack walk out on a hike when the blackberries were ripe, that we all came back with purple fingers, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. You say they're like, go all over your fingers.
Yeah, and sometimes purple lips, too.
Mm-hmm. Once I can put my blackberries in my bandana.
Oh, and you saved them? Like a little pocket?
Yeah, except that only lasted like 5 minutes.
Oh.
Before I ate them.
Yeah, because they're so tasty. It's hard to save them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless
you lock them away.
Yeah. You'd have to lock them pretty good to keep them from getting eaten. But that's the good thing about it. In the summer, you can go on a blackberry snack walk at Magnuson. As much as you want. There's so many blackberries.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell our audience about with the kind of plants that you like to eat?
Well, for the garlic leaves, they aren't as spicy as the actual garlic itself, but they are spicy. If you like spicy, so.
Yeah. Do you like garlic on pizza and on spaghetti and stuff like that?
Yes.
Me too.
Oh, agree. Oh, yeah. Indeed. And then there's tomatoes.
Oh, that's right. Tomatoes, too.
Tomatoes, yummy tomatoes.
Is it making you hungry just thinking about Snack Walk?
Yes.
It's making me hungry, too. Well, thank you so much for helping teach other people about all the great stuff that's fun to eat fresh from the garden. And thanks so much for being our special guest.
You're very welcome. It was very fun doing. Yum.
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 Now let's talk about why Snack Walk plants are so good for you. Let's start with a plant that both Lucy and Catherine said was one of their favorites. It's called sorrel. Some people call it lemon sorrel, and some people call it the sour lemon candy plant because it tastes so yummy. Let's say, just like Catherine, you like to use the leaves from the sour lemon candy plant to make kind of a sandwich and put things inside of it. Just those leaves will have vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, E, and K, and calcium in them. That means any sorrel sandwich that you eat is good for your eyes, your muscles, your skin, your bones, your teeth, and your mouth. Wow! And then, what if you like to put garlic or chives inside like Catherine did? You'll be getting bonus vitamin C and calcium with that plant. What if you like to put berries inside? Wow, you'll be getting a lot of bonus vitamins. Strawberries have lots of vitamin C in them. So do blackberries. They also have vitamin E and vitamin K in them. And if you like raspberries, they have all that plus vitamin B and calcium. So you'll be getting a lot of good things for your teeth and mouth, your skin, your muscles, your bones. My goodness, tastes good and good for you too. What if, like Lucy, you like to put kale or broccoli flowers inside your garden sandwich? Then you'll be getting vitamin A, vitamin C, and calcium, and vitamin K, too. Wow. And what if you like to put flower petals in your sandwich, like calendula or rose petals? Calendula is full of vitamin A. So good for your skin that sometimes people even make lotion out of the calendula petals to put on their skin to keep it healthy. And rose petals are also full of vitamin C.
Yum.
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 Well, that's all for this show. Thanks for listening, and see you in the garden.
Yum.
Yum.
Yum.